Chapter 4, The Sea Devil. Far from the wharf, well across the bay and almost to the open sea, was a tangle of rocks so treacherous that no captain familiar with these waters would sail his ship there. Over the years, many ships had struck these rocks and sunk. They lay in pieces, scattered everywhere, masts, bows, keels. It was the perfect place to hide a ship. Angel's Graveyard, it was called, and it so frightened most sailors that they would not even look in that direction. But there was a ship in there now, amid the huge rocks, long and low, black as coal, with three masts pointed towards the sky like skeleton fingers. On the foredeck stood two men, one squat and one tall.
"Can you see her?"
said the squat man. He wore a striped shirt and blue wool pants that didn't quite reach his ankles. His blistered bare feet were dark as tar.
"Not yet,"
replied the tall man, squinting through a spyglass. He was a strikingly unpleasant figure, with a pockmarked face and a large red nose like a prized turnip glued to his face. His long black hair, greasy from years without washing, stained the shoulders of the red uniform coat he'd stolen from a Navy sailor on the high seas, just before escorting that wretched soul over the side of the ship. He had dark, deep-set, piercingly black eyes, overshadowed by eyebrows so bushy that he had to brush them away to see through the glass. But his most prominent feature was the thick growth of hair on his upper lip, long and black, lovingly maintained, measuring nearly a foot between its waxed and pointed tips. It was this feature that gave him his name, the most feared name on the sea, Black Stash.
"There's a hunk of worm food in the way, the Neverland," he said. "What kind of fool name is that for a ship?"
"It's a fool name, all right,"
said the squat sailor.
"Shut up!"
said Black Stash.
"Hi, Captain!"
Black Stash moved a few steps to his right, then squinted through the glass again.
"There she is," he said. "The Wasp. Clear as day. Now that there is a rival worthy of the Sea Devil. So she thinks she can sting us, does she? Outrun us?"
He laughed, and so did the squat man, and so did the dozen or so pirates within earshot, though they didn't know what they were laughing at. The crew of the Sea Devil understood. If Black Stash laughed, you laughed. If he snarled, you snarled. If he breathed...